Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Salt Lamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Clint Frazier, you're going to hear how he viewed things. Obviously, very eloquent guy. Very polarizing guy, but also a guy who seems to have found his way a little bit more than certainly he did the last time he found himself at Yankee Stadium. So let's finish things off with Clint Frazier before his return to Yankee Stadium.
The crazy thing about baseball is one day it's like, yo, I can do this for the next 10 years. And then the next day it's like, there's no way I can do this for the next week. So it really, like, the ebbs and flows of, you know, the momentum that I let my mind take me to those places is really what I battled was, can I get back? Because ultimately, like, I really did struggle with the concussion, guys. Like, I know there's still unknowns of, you know, how and what my days were like, but, you know, ultimately you have the ability to look at what kind of player I was, and then once I sustained those things, what followed. So for me, it was more like trying to get back to the healthy player, because it took a lot of time to get back from that, and that was really the focus for me. So until that was put away, I didn't know if I would be back. But once it got put away,
what do you mean put away?
The symptoms, the
when
you
did
know,
that happen?
Yeah, dude.
I know it's a process, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, like, I don't know the exact day, you know, but I started to realize, like, in spring training this year, like, the biggest thing I was noticing was on defense. Like, I really struggled with depth perception of, like, really noticing where the ball was at. You know, I'm sure people could make fun of me diving for balls that maybe I didn't need to, but I was struggling to actually notice where the ball was at in space. And so once I got past that, I started realizing spring training, like, hey, like, starting to feel pretty good, you know what I mean? Like seeing the ball, hitting the ball, catching the ball, like, everything just started to feel like baseball again. And it really wasn't baseball for a while for me. It was kind of just like, I don't know what to even categorize it. I was like unhealthy ball to call. So.
But now you feel healthy.
Mm-hmm. It took a long time.
And you felt healthy with Texas.
Yes.
And there just wasn't room for you on the major league roster, or?
I guess. I mean, you know, I mean, obviously right after, you know, we mutually parted ways, like, I had an opportunity with this team and, you know, was able to capitalize on it pretty well, and a few familiar faces in that organization that definitely helped me feel comfortable. Like, you know, I went to winter ball for 2 weeks last offseason, and my manager was the head hitting coordinator for the White Sox, who was the assistant coach of the guy that I hit with all offseason. So constant communication, people really believing that my bat was back, and, you know, they gave me a chance, and I'd like to say I made the most of it in the short amount of time that I had.
You said you're pretty accepting of doing whatever the roll calls on you here, right? Whether it's, like you said, steal a base, play some defense, start a couple games in a row, whatever the Sox need of you.
Yeah, I mean, look, like, the best way to summarize it is, like, I just want to stick on a team. You know what I mean? And sometimes teams ask different things of players, and just coincidentally enough, like, I'm running faster than I've ever ran in my career, so now I'm, like, a speed guy and subbing guys in the ninth inning. Like, I was the guy getting defensive replaced, and now I'm defensive replacing people. So it's interesting how things change, you know, and how roles definitely get created. And honestly, I'm very fortunate with this group of guys, because this clubhouse is, I like these guys. I fit in really well. The coaching staff has accepted me, and you know, ultimately, like, this team wants to win, and the urgency is now. And I think whoever's playing the best gets the nod for the day, and everyone's trying for that moment.
How close to you do you feel at the plate to where you were in 20, you know, when you had the great year here?
You know,
was it 20?
Yeah, I had the same average 2 years in a row, so since I didn't know which one you were talking about. But look, like, you know, like I said a few minutes ago, hitting comes and goes so fast. So it's just about holding that moment and trying to capture it. But as far as, you know, the product that I've put together as a whole this season, like, it feels really good. Like, I've driven balls out to right. I have a lot of walks. Like, obviously, I'm not getting as much playing time right now as I was in the minor leagues. So, you know, you just take it for what it is. And, you know, those moments aren't easy whenever you get called on in the seventh, eighth inning to go out there and try to do whatever that moment needs you to do. So I feel really close to 20, we'll say that. That was probably my best season that I put together in the big leagues. Short season, but, you know, made the most of it.
You mentioned running faster, and how, what do you attribute that to? Is there anything you change or doing differently?
I'm about 17 pounds lighter, I'd say. You know, very skinny compared. This is the first time I'm under 200 pounds since high school. So I would just say that probably that played a role. Like, nothing changed in my workouts or anything. It's just, I think a 5'10" person that's pushing 220 is probably maxed out their frame. And I kind of settled more into a natural, I guess, frame for what my body can hold.
Got the beard, got the nose ring. I mean, do you feel like leaving the Yankees kind of, I don't know, let you become freer or more into yourself?
I don't want to say, like, 100% yes, and I don't want to say 100% no. You know what I mean? Because, like, ultimately, like, it is different here, and it's a privilege, you know? Like, I don't have a teammate that doesn't want to win. You know what I mean? So, like, ultimately, like, being in this organization and seeing how they maneuvered, like, and then leaving and going to another one, you do really look back and you're like, wow. Like, you know, there was some good, and then there was some stuff where it was like, okay, and where the beard falls in, I sure, we can let your imagination go with where I'm at with that, but, like, I just wanted to, all I ever wanted with baseball was to show up and be able to be myself and be able to go out there and feel comfortable and play baseball the way that I know that I can. And, you know, there was a lot of times that I felt that way even without facial hair. So, you know, take it as it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.